Hello and welcome back to our deep dive. Today, we're hitting the links, sort of. We're going out to the golf course.
Yeah, but we're not just talking about the game itself. We're getting into the gear,
Yeah.
specifically for golf fans in South Africa.
Exactly. And for this, we're leaning on a really great source, the website Golf Day Buddy. They've got a ton of insights.
They really do.
So our mission today is pretty straightforward. We're trying to figure out the perfect kit. You know, what gear is best for the weather, what helps you have fun, and
And what helps you show off that team spirit?
let's start with the weather, because as Golf Day Buddy points out, South Africa's climate is not one size fits all.
Not at all. I mean, think about the Western Cape. It can get incredibly hot.
Right, but then you head up to the Highveld.
And it can get pretty chilly. So you can't just pack any old polo shirt and call it a day.
That makes a lot of sense. You need clothes that can like handle sweat, right?
You do. The term they use is moisture wicking. It's a bit of a buzzword, but all it really means is that the fabric pulls sweat away from your body
So it keeps you dry when it's hot out.
and warm when it's a bit colder. It works both ways.
And what about the sun? I mean, the sun in South Africa is serious business.
It is so strong. Golf Day Buddy is really clear on this. A hat is a must-have. It's not just for style.
It's for shade.
Exactly. And long sleeves are a good idea, too. They can actually stop you from getting a nasty sunburn.
You know, speaking of style, I saw a really interesting point in the source about, well, about regional styles.
Oh, yeah, there's a huge difference. In a place like Gauteng, people seem to love the big international brands.
They want to look like the pros.
Totally. But then you go over to KwaZulu-Natal, KOZN, and the whole vibe changes.
It's more beach life, right?
Right. It's more about local stuff, a more relaxed look. It just fits the area.
Okay, so let's get into the nitty-gritty, the actual gear. If I'm building my kit, what do I need?
Well, first up, get some gloves. When it's hot and your hands get sweaty, and a glove helps you grip the club so it doesn't, fly out of your hands.
Yeah, that would be bad. How much does a good pair cost?
The article from Golf Day Buddy says you're looking at about R250.
Okay, not too bad. Then I need a bag to carry everything.
You do. And here's the key. It has to be light, and it really needs to be waterproof.
Oh, good point. You don't want everything getting soaked. What's the price on a good bag?
It's a bit of an investment, usually between R1500 and R3000.
And for that surprise rainstorm.
A strong umbrella. It's a
Yeah.
must. That'll be about R400. Oh, and a simple towel. You need it to wipe your clubs. Maybe R150 for that.
One thing I really liked that Golf Day Buddy mentioned was the benefit of shopping local.
Yes, this is so important. When you buy this gear from local South African shops, that money stays in the community. It helps people earn a living.
I love that. Okay, let's talk about the fun stuff style. Looking good. What colors should we be thinking about?
Green, gold, and blue are the big ones. They show a love for the country, a bit of national pride.
That team spirit you mentioned.
Exactly.
What about brands? Any big names to look for?
For sure, you'll see Pinnacle, Callaway, and Adidas all over the place. They're super popular.
And I saw you can even customize your gear.
Yep. You can get your name or maybe a team logo put on a shirt. It just makes you feel like you're part of something special.
The source also mentioned a new trend eco-friendly gear. What's that about?
It's great. It just means the clothes are made from recycled materials, like plastic bottles.
So you can look good and help the planet.
Look good and do good. Why not?
All right, so I've got all my cool new gear. How do I make it last?
Care is so important. Golf Day Buddy has one golden rule for washing your clothes. Do not use a hot dryer.
No dryer at all.
Just let them air dry. The intense heat can mess up that special moisture wicking fabric we talked about.
Okay, good to know. And storage.
Keep your gear out of the direct sun when you're not using it. Otherwise, the colors will fade really fast.
Makes sense. What about the clubs themselves to stop them from getting rusty?
It's a simple trick, really. Just a little bit of oil in the metal parts. It works wonders.
So, to sum it all up, get the right gear to stay cool and dry. Try to buy local if you can.
And take good care of your stuff so it lasts. And remember, you can find all these tips and more on Golf Day Buddy.
Perfect. Before we go, here's a final thought to leave you with. We've talked a lot about clothes and bags, but the next wave is tech.
Oh, like smartwatches.
Exactly. They're getting super popular on the course. So the question is, does wearing a fancy watch actually help you play better? Or does it just make you look cool?
That is a great question to think about.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.